Devon House is now a gastronomy center. Find out more on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment, St. William Grant Park. Devon House in St. Andrew is famous the world over for its ice cream. It's one of the stops for visitors to the island. This iconic venue now offers so much more. This includes food and a shopping experience for visitors. The lawns of the property provide the perfect place for family and friends to hang out. On Monday, May 29, Devon House was designated a gastronomy center. This is part of the rollout of Jamaica's Tourism Linkages Network. Gastronomy centers will offer unique culinary experience to both local and visitors.
Picking Devon House to start the process and to become the first center of gastronomy in Jamaica is to identify not only the connection between good living, rich living, healthy living, and food, because food is at the center of healthy living.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett.
Devon House, not just a place for you to view how we lived, but to eat and drink and enjoy not just the history of our cuisine, but also the future of our cuisine.
The culinary experience will include a gastronomy club featuring a special kitchen without a cook.
And we will be marketing that kitchen as a location for visitors from across the world to come to Devon House and cook. So you will bring your families on a Sunday afternoon, and we'll be establishing a farmer's market just next door to it, where you'll have fresh fruits and all the vegetables you want, fish and meat, and all the condiments and spices that are required for you to cook. And you will cook for your family and for your friends.
The final part of the gastronomy center will be your food shop.
You move from shop to shop and you just nibble. You just pick and eat different types of cuisine. So you perhaps start with a little rundown. The next shop is jerk chicken. The next shop is jerk pork. The next shop is ackee and saltfish, etc., etc. And you end with the last one being Jamaica rum and or Jamaican wines. So we start with our Jamaican cuisine, we end up with a Jamaican wine, and we would have paid for it before we start. So no money will pass at the shop. It will allow for the little people of our country to have a chance to participate in the gastronomy fair that we have.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Patrons at the launch weighed in on the designation of Devon House as a gastronomy center.
It's an absolutely amazing idea because, number one, Devon House is literally the center of Kingston. And if I dare say so, Kingston is the center of Jamaica and Jamaica is the center of the world. Now, if we can bring gastronomy and market that as a tourist choice, that would be amazing.
I think it's a fabulous idea. One, because Devon House has such rich history, and I believe that it's in line with our culture. Whatever it is that comes and intertwines together as one, you know, food, culture, music, is a lifestyle.
I think they have chosen the right place to come because not just us, but they have several other eating and drinking places, the ice cream. I think it's complete. Devon House is complete, yes. To a place called
Jamaica. Now for our No Jamaica segment. Located in the center of downtown Kingston, St. William Grant Park is named in honor of the 1938 labor leader William Grant, who was an associate of former Prime Minister and national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante. Formerly known as Victoria Park, in honor of Queen Victoria of England, the park's name changed after independence. In St. William Grant Park are several monuments, the principal one being that of Queen Victoria. To the north of the park is the statue of national hero Norman Manley. And to the south is the statue of national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.